USA Radio News.
A judge in Harris County, Texas, ordered 9 polling locations to stay open until 9 o'clock Eastern Time to accommodate long lines. A judge in Indiana and Georgia has also extended voting hours in those states due to long lines and machines that malfunctioned earlier. We keep hearing about this blue wave. Well, Dan Senior served as an advisor on the Romney-Ryan presidential campaign back in 2012. He explains a blue wave.
A wave is when every close race breaks in one direction.
Results starting to come in. Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia did easily beat his opponent, Republican Corey Stewart of Virginia. And also the race in Vermont has been called. Senator Bernie Sanders as well wins re-election. President Trump had nothing on his public schedule today. The president will be watching the election results at the White House. Please keep it tuned right here for the latest election results. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I've told you about MyPillow a lot, but in case you've been living under a rock, here's the story. MyPillow stays cool, it keeps its shape all night long. No more waking up in the middle of the night to flip over to the cool side of the pillow. It maintains its shape. You can wash it, you can dry it, it's like new again. It comes with a 10-year warranty, and that did come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, but if you buy one through our special offer, you have up until March 1st to return your pillow if you're not absolutely in love with it. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention promo code USA. Or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use promo code USA. A guarantee till March 1st? Where else are you going to get that?
With polls closing in more states, we've been hearing about this blue wave that could take place where Democrats would take over more seats and control possibly both the House and the Senate. Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta joined Fox News and has some advice for the Democrats should this blue wave, in fact, happen.
The Democrats do take control of the House. I think it would behoove them to try to see if there are not some areas that they can work out some compromises with the president in order to get some things done. I think that's what the American people really want.
On the other side of the aisle, Ronna McDaniel is the RNC committee chairwoman. She joined Fox News with what it's going to take for Republicans to maintain control of the House and Senate.
For us to keep these majorities and expand them, which would be defying the trend, not just in the House, but in the Senate. In the Senate, you usually lose 2 to 3 seats. Yeah. It's going to depend on everybody getting out to vote. Call your friends, your family.
Keep it tuned right here to USA Radio News as the polls continue to close. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The White House has said a handful of times in recent weeks that they would support a bill that supports people with pre-existing conditions. Now, they've not shared any specifics, though, behind that bill. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders again reiterated on Fox News that the Republicans and President Trump are doing nothing to take away coverage for people with pre-existing conditions.
The president's been clear, whatever policy he puts forth on health care, it will protect pre-existing conditions. There are some people out there in the country that want to tell you a different story, but at the end of the day, the president's going to do what is necessary to protect people with pre-existing conditions, but also create a health care system that actually works, that actually functions, that has competition, that creates an environment where people get the type of health care that they need, not just a card that says that they have health insurance. Those are two very different things, and this president wants to make sure people have actual health care, not just health insurance. Sure.
Congressman Kristen Sinema is in a tight Senate race against Arizona Congresswoman Martha McSally. In 2003, Sinema said it was fine if Americans joined the Taliban. McSally has asked Sinema to apologize for this, and the local NBC affiliate in Phoenix also caught up with Sinema and asked her if she would apologize as well.
You know, Martha crossed the line with those comments, and that's the choice that she's made in her campaign, to run a campaign that's based on...
But do you regret that statement, though, at all?
Well, it was an offhand comment during an interview about a war that I believe was misguided and still believe is misguided.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.